Through my hair, I'm still picking the hulls of Europe rained down in scattered handfuls. Their seed meat shriveled to a hollow rattling, striking this already ringing land. Resonance choked by pale tendrils shooting off from long-lost roots once locked in nature. The stubbled senses ingrown now, where crusader blades shore and donned them empty-headed beneath the bishop's cap. Shameless, scratching at the uncombed earth, raking the godhead righteous. Silence in their wake. Silence in straight lines hanging from settler heads. Straight silence gathered, braided together in tails. Pony, pig, and whip, straight through the rumbling frequencies of bolt vowels and cramped cabins. The species underneath each scalp, identical after all. Night-toned mother and her light newborn, curling each other flat and tight into our tangled sound. Muted howl, song of blue flame, the brilliant-headed silhouettes scuffling candles through a nation's lightless dawn, kindling fires massa must wake to. Fire for hot irons, pressing big house finery wearable, fire for railroad signals, fire and branded skin, skin like bronze, hair like lamb wool, divisible under God. Whose image have we been making? Composed for, orchestrated by. Our principles, I the concertmaster. Ignore the mumbling audience, situating late to their seat, or standing room only stance, in this stately hall built for silence, bald bulbs blurrily focus on our loudness, writhing out the glowing dark. Us, a priceless all-toned flood, rising to nourish everybody's. Down to the last stray strand, I raise my palm.